Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people dream about, but maybe don't fully understand: moving to the beach. Now, David, you've got this whole guide about moving to coastal areas. And I gotta say, when I first heard the title, I was like, okay, sand and sun, yeah, that's why people move to the beach. But you're saying there's way more to it than that.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why I wanted to put this together. Everyone assumes it's just about the lifestyle and the beaches, right? But there are so many practical, financial, and quality of life reasons that people overlook. When you actually dig into it, you realize moving to a coastal area like Sarasota can be a really smart decision for a lot of different reasons.
Okay, so walk me through this. What are some of these reasons that go beyond just, you know, wanting to wake up and see the ocean?
So the first thing is the health benefits. Living near the ocean actually has real measurable impacts on your physical and mental health. You've got cleaner air because of the sea breeze, lower stress levels just from being around water, and people tend to be more active because, well, there's so much to do outdoors. You're walking more, swimming, paddle boarding. It's not forced exercise. It just happens naturally.
Oh, wow. I love that. So it's not like you're forcing yourself to go to the gym. You're just naturally moving more because you're living in an environment that encourages it. That's actually huge when you think about long-term health.
Exactly. And then there's the economic factor. A lot of people don't realize that coastal communities often have strong job markets. Tourism, hospitality, real estate, marine industries. There's actual economic diversity there. Plus, if you're remote or you run your own business, you've got access to that talent pool and infrastructure without the crazy cost of living you'd find in some other major coastal cities.
Right. So it's not just about finding a job. It's about the whole ecosystem being set up for economic opportunity. That's smart. What else? Because I feel like we're just getting started here.
Community is huge. Coastal towns tend to have tighter-knit communities. People are outdoorsy. They're social. There's always something happening: festivals, markets, water activities. You build relationships faster. And then there's the real estate angle. Property values in coastal areas tend to appreciate over time. It's a good investment. You're not just buying a lifestyle, you're buying an asset.
So you're getting the community aspect, which improves your quality of life, but you're also making a smart financial move at the same time. That's the kind of win-win that makes total sense. Are there other practical reasons that people might not think about?
Climate is one. Yeah, it gets hot, but coastal areas tend to have more stable temperatures because of the ocean. You're not dealing with extreme swings. And then there's access. You've got restaurants, entertainment, cultural activities right there. You're not isolated. Plus, for a lot of people, the outdoor recreation is unmatched. Water sports, fishing, boating, hiking along the coast, it's all there.
That's really compelling. So when you put it all together, the health benefits, the economic opportunity, the community, the investment potential, the access to activities, it's not just a nice to have, it's actually a really solid life decision on multiple levels.
That's the whole point. Moving to the beach isn't just about romance or vacation vibes. It's a legitimate lifestyle and financial decision that checks a lot of boxes if you think about it strategically.
David, this was really eye-opening. I think people are going to hear this and start thinking about coastal living in a totally different way. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us today.